This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Hi, from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Several suspects are in custody after authorities had a string of robberies at the Galleria Mall last night. HPD says that multiple off-duty officers working security responded to the call. KHOU reports that some suspects ran from the scene and officers chased them down Westheimer Road. That chase ended at a gas station near Chimney Rock, where several people were arrested. Authorities have not said which store in the mall was targeted, but a cleanup effort quickly began after the group left behind items in disarray. North Texas Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett launched her bid for Republican John Cornyn's U.S. Senate seat. KERA's Emmanuel Rivas was at the kickoff event.
In front of a crowd in South Dallas, Crockett said she's running to address the affordability crisis.
Groceries are too expensive. The light bill won't stop going up. People are being crushed by their rents or their mortgages. That's why I'm running now, to get Texas back on track, to be a fighter for the middle class.
The news comes after former Congressman Colin Allred dropped his bid in favor of running in one of Texas's newly drawn districts. If elected, Crockett would become the first Black woman to win a statewide office in Texas. I'm Emmanuel Rivas in Dallas.
Josh Blank is the research director of the Texas Politics Project at UT Austin. He says Democrats see an opening with this race.
In particular, when we look at the U.S. Senate race here in Texas, the feeling that Attorney General Ken Paxton and even current Senator John Cornyn might be weak candidates is also making a lot of Democrats consider this race as a viable political strategy.
A Democrat has not won a statewide contest in Texas since 1994. Meanwhile, Texas Governor Greg Abbott wants to see a proliferation of Club America chapters at Texas public high schools. Our Tom Perumian now joins me live with why there's a push for that. Good morning, Tom.
And good morning, Matt. Club America is the high school outreach program of Turning Point USA, the conservative-minded group founded by Charlie Kirk. Now, since Kirk's death earlier this year, Club America chapters have established themselves at high schools in Florida through a partnership with TPUSA. Now they're making moves into Texas with Governor Abbott's endorsement. Speaking Monday, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick lauded Club America, saying, quote, "Charlie's message of freedom and liberty and faith is really resonating with young men and women across Texas and across America." No word if there will be a partnership with TPUSA and Texas schools. Matt?
All right, Tom. Houston ISD has settled a lawsuit with parents who sued the district earlier this year over how district staff were referring to their daughter. The parents claimed the school officials used masculine pronouns and a different name for their daughter without parental permission. Under the settlement, the parents agreed to drop the lawsuit after the district agreed to instruct the staff to refer to their child as a girl. Parents alleged the staff repeatedly ignored their requests. Currently 44 degrees here on the UH campus. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.